Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Oh, man.
Junior, along with my man Jamal Hurst. Welcome, welcome once again to the First Word, the morning show that you are now tuned into on every Sunday. Basically what we do, we study the book of Proverbs that corresponds with every Sunday that falls on that date. There's 31 Proverbs, so there's a pretty much a proverb for every Sunday and every day that falls in the month. So I'm going to start off with a word of prayer, and then we're going to get this thing rolling real quick, get you out of here this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you again for this day for me once again to come back to the First Word to get more knowledge and learn more about you to keep us going throughout the week. Pray that you just keep us and show us some stuff that we can put into our lives and just to tell others and get us through another week and learn more about you and grow in wisdom. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. All right, so I'm going to turn it over to our real host right now, Minister Jamal Harris.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, everybody. Everybody on the line. This is the First Word, the only place where you can get the word first. So, since the day then, the fifth, we will study Proverbs 5. Proverbs 5, this is how it goes. We will get it started. Verse 1 says, my son, pay attention to my wisdom. Turn your ear to my words of insight, that you may maintain. Discretion and your lips may preserve knowledge. I think these two verses are talking about, once again, here we are, fellas, we're talking about wisdom. And all through this proverb, all through the last couple of first words, wisdom has been a key topic, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Therefore, in this first verse, he is telling us, it says, my son, pay attention to my wisdom. Pay attention to it. Turn your ear to my word of insight. So basically God is telling us he knows what we're going to go through and he knows the things that we're going to endure in our lives. So God is telling us to pay attention to his wisdom and listen to his word, because he will give us the wisdom to take on whatever situation it is. He will give us wisdom to deal with our families. He will give us wisdom to deal with our friends. He will give us wisdom to deal with our jobs. He will give us wisdom just to deal with everyday situations. And he says, turn your ears to his words of insight. Oftentimes, sometimes when we get into a situation, we like to run and go tell our friends or go tell our girlfriends or tell people that just really don't matter. when we get into a situation, we should be able to run to God and turn our ears to Him, because what He says is the final say. What His word says about situations is the final say. Can I get any men to chime in on those two verses? All eyes are open.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I think that this is very important passage of scripture, because it speaks to the ability to our decision making and the ability to use your discretion. If you don't have wisdom, you'll easily make bad decisions for your life. But if you have wisdom, you'll be able to weigh the pros and the cons. You'll be able to look for the pitfalls that maybe would come from making a bad decision. You'll be able to count the cost, and you'll be able to recognize better some of the temptations of the enemy before we do some of the things we do when we have wisdom and apply wisdom principles in our lives.
Amen, amen. Any more comments?
Yeah, I definitely think what you guys are talking about is right. Right here, I feel like, you know, like where it says that about lips and everything, behind those lips is your tongue. And after, you know, with the tongue, you know, it has the power to kill, you know, all that great stuff. And basically what happens is that discernment, like Jay was talking about, you have to know when to use it and when not to use it. Like the verse says, it says your lips will express what you have learned. So everything that you learn and wisdom and everything, that will come out eventually in what you have.
Amen, amen. Any all these great comments. Any more comments before we move on to the next verse? All right. It says verse 3, it says, "For the lips of the adulterous woman drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil." So I believe in this verse that God is trying to give us a warning. And God is trying to, because first of all, He know we're men. And if you want to get a man with anything, go ahead and let a woman cross his path, especially when it's something that he likes. So God is telling us that she's good. It says her speech is smoother than oil. So what he is telling us is that she is a beast. She can make you do some things that you know inside of yourself that you wouldn't do. I know oftentimes I was trying to impress a girl, you know, and I was doing stuff that I wouldn't usually do. I was going out my way. I was doing everything I could. Sometimes I'm gonna keep it real. The women I dealt with took my eyes off God. I'm gonna keep it 100. So I believe God has given us the warning, and He is saying that for the lips of the adulterous woman drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. So God is telling us to take heed to His wisdom and His knowledge. So when you get into that certain situation with the adulterous woman, being though that we are men, we will be able to flee temptation. Can I get any comments on that?
I think for many, many, many men, woman is definitely a weakness. Even when you look at a lot of the brothers in the Bible, you see that woman often played a role in their downfall or them falling from grace for a moment. Even the greats like David, you know. But I also, I mean, some of y'all brothers might not be old enough, but there used to be a song and said, "Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat? Ain't nothing but the dog in me." And I think that the enemy knows how to appeal to things in us to get us off track. And so if we're not careful and we don't have wisdom and we're not prayed up, we can easily be led astray by the sweetness of a woman.
Amen, amen. We thank you for your comment, and thank you for exposing your age. Like, any more comment?
Hey, I know about this song. It's George Clinton, man. Y'all know about this song?
I don't know.
I'm only 23.
Y'all know about George Clinton?
That I was born in 1992.
Okay. You still got the dog in you, though.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's timeless. It's timeless. But we definitely understand that the Word of God is timeless. And it speaks to today's man, just like it spoke to the man back in the day. You know, you have to have that discernment given to you by God in order to make the right decision. If you don't, there's some hard lessons that we have to learn. It's tough to get back from those hard lessons.
Amen, amen, amen. Any more comments before we go to the next two verses? All lines are open. All right. Verse 4 says, but in the end, she is bitter as gall, sharp as a double-edged sword. Verse 5, her feet go down to death. Her steps lead her straight to the grave. So God is giving us this warning. And yeah, it might look good for a little while. And she might, like Pastor say, she might talk it and do it good for a little while. But then God tells us the destruction that she will run us into. It tells us that her feet go down to death and her steps lead straight to the grave. So even though it looks good to you, I know she looked good to you. And to be honest, she looked good to me too. But we have to be able to sit back and get into the Word of God and see what He has to say about it. You know, it oftentimes that we get off track by women. Like I said previously, I know that, you know, some of my detours was because it was a fine woman walking across the path. And so we have to just have the knowledge and the understanding and stay after God. Always see what He has to say about a situation. Anything that goes on in our lives, we must, as the children of God, whatever situation, whatever circumstance that we may be in, before that we act on those certain situations, we have to see what God has to say about it. Any comments on that?
Yeah, I think it speaks to the power that woman has, and it shows, you know, that as a man, having or being connected to the wrong woman can have great grave consequences. Like it says, her feet go down to death and her steps lead straight to the grave. So in other words, if we as men tie ourselves with the wrong woman in our lives, we can be led to the pits of hell if we're not careful.
Amen. Any other comments? All right. We'll go to the next two verses. Verse 6 says, she gives no thought to the way of life. Her path wander aimlessly, but she does not know it. Verse 7, now then, my sons, listen to me. Do not turn aside from what I say. See, because these two verses are saying to me that she gives no thought to the way of life. So she really, you know, she doesn't care, you know, and it says that her path wanders aimlessly, but she doesn't know it. So you see that the life and the road that she is going down. So God tells us in verse 7, it says, now then, my sons, listen to me. See, now he's giving us he's telling us that what's going to happen to her. He's telling us that yeah, she might be smooth as oil. She might be the finest thing you've ever seen in your life. But this is the future for this type of woman. And God tells us that do not turn aside from what I say, because what God is saying is very important. Our lives, our everyday lives depend on this. So the things that God is telling us, we must be able to, you know, especially, you know, with a woman, we must be able to hide that in our heart and learn how to
maneuver through these situations with the Word of God, sit down with the Word of God and see what he has to say about it. So I believe that these two verses are saying that, yes, this woman, yes, she can get us in a lot of trouble. And it tells us that she doesn't know it, but her paths, she wander aimlessly. So it's our job to sit down and read the Word and take heed to the wisdom and the knowledge God is trying to get to us. Can I get any men to chime in on that?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I think connecting, like, you know, all the verses together, that, you know, this pretty much sums it up, that, you know, going into, you know, relationships with certain people isn't always a great thing sometimes, you know. So, like, you know, you always get lonely, you're looking for somebody to talk to and all this great stuff, and it's like, you know, you search for it for the wrong reasons. She could be in it for the wrong reasons, too. So when you decide to get in a relationship, you know, you decide to actually talk to somebody or, you know, actually, you know, going into a situation like that, that you have to look at everything that she brings to the table and everything that you bring to the table. So when you come down to it, that, you know, everything there, you know, together, you got to figure out keeping with God and keep God first and always remember what he said. Like I said, in the verse now, remember what he's about to say. So in verse 8, basically, after it says, stay away from her. Don't go near the door of her house. If you do, you will lose your honor and you will lose merciless people all you have achieved. So basically what it says, like it says, you know, in the verses previously, that leads to the grave. So everything that you work for, she could take it out. I feel like, you know, some women out here, sometimes they can, like Jay said, you know, they can, when they kill you, basically, they don't care about you. They don't care about you or anything that you have. They're just using you for what you got sometimes. So you got to remember that and watch out for that, too. So when she sets you up, she's like, you know, your friends and all this great stuff, your friends might be telling you the right thing. Your man's like me and Jamal, your man's might be telling you the right thing. And she's like, no, don't listen to him. But she has that power. Women have power. And after she's like, you're my girl, so I got to listen to her. He's like, nah, man, you know, stuff like that. Go down. So it's like, you know, you got to remember that to keep the word first. And like it says, don't go to a house. Remember what he says. Stay away from her, mainly. Like I said, with the exclamation point.
Amen, amen. He definitely tells us to stay away, you know, because like I said earlier, she's a beast. And if we're not careful, we don't have the word of God in us, we're going to fall to it because the flesh is weak. And with the flesh, you know, when the flesh takes over, we kind of like what we see. So when we like what we see as men, we go for it. So God is telling us, you know, to stay away from her. And those other two verses Brother Anthony was talking about, is to stay away from her. You're going to lose your honor. You're going to lose, you know, your reputation. Don't mess with her. I know it was some females, excuse me, I know some females that I knew in some neighborhoods that you already know she done been through everybody in the neighborhood. You don't want to mess with that. The result of messing with that, you might catch something. And now that you catch something, now, you know, now it's in the open. Oh, man, he got AIDS or he got syphilis or whatever the case might be. So God is trying to tell us to stay away from this woman. He said, don't even go. Let's see, what does it say? It says, don't even go near the door of her house. Don't even attempt to go over there, because if she gets you, she's got you. And God is trying to tell us that we have great rewards. We have great. He's going to do great things in our lives, and God does not want us to be distracted by anything. I know myself. I've been distracted a couple of times, and now I'm to the stage and the point in my life where I want everything from God. I'm not going to let nobody get in the way. I don't care who you are. I don't care what title or position you hold in my life. Whatever God has for me, I want to get the fullness thereof. So we have to be able to move the distractions out of the way. We have to be able to seek God in every way. when we are, Brother Anthony said this earlier, he said when we get lonely, see, that's most of the time when men get in trouble is when we get lonely. That's when we start wandering. That's when we start to open, so to speak, the little black book and get to skimming through it and seeing which one going to bite. So we have to learn how to get into the Word of God. So when we get lonely, instead of us acting off of our flesh, because we know what our flesh wants to do, that flesh wants to open them. The flesh wants to go back on Facebook, trying to see, oh yeah, which one of these I can get to bite, which one of them guys can get to come over, which one of them. So I believe that's what those verses are saying. Can I get any comments?
Y'all smoking up the lines this morning. it's the same old game, man. You got to learn how to leave it alone. That's one of the things that you get in Christ. It's not easy, but a lot of times you just got to leave it alone and just walk away from it. It will have devastating consequences too. And you know, guys. You know, I'm a little older than you, but it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You have to really, really understand. It might feel good for a little while. It might look good. And it might seem right. But you leave it alone, give it some time. Eventually, you'll see what it is for what it is.
Amen, amen. Any more comments?
Yeah, one thing about verse 6 that stands out to me is it says that she gives no thought to the way of life. Her paths wander aimlessly, but she does not know it. And I think oftentimes we look at women who, you know, have often been referred to as loose or fast, and we'd be like, how can she look at herself in the mirror? And how can she do all this? But it shows me here that it's a spirit in their life, because that wayward woman, that adulterous woman, doesn't even know what she's doing, doesn't even realize it, because it's actually a spirit that's operating in her life.
And I would like to add, so that, you know, from what you just said, Reverend Grimes, sounds like it's putting a charge on the men to stand up, get the Word of God in us, and be able to avoid those temptations. And be able to avoid those temptations and be able to turn to the Word of God and see what He has to say about it. Just like you said, she says she wonders aimlessly, but she doesn't even know it. So God gives us the charge to take charge, to stand up and be heads of households, to be heads of churches. So that gives us the charge, and that gives us the charge to say, you know, yeah, it ain't gonna go down like this. I ain't gonna do it like that. I ain't even gonna go near her door, because I know that if she wanders aimlessly and the flesh takes over, I'm gonna give in as well. So now we're both walking, and now we're both doing things that are outside of God. And now the temptation and the situations are coming where all this ridicule is coming out of nowhere just because our flesh gave in. So we have to be able to crucify our flesh. And I know it gets hard sometimes. And I know, sometimes we just like, man, I'm going to do my own thing. But in order for God to use us to the full potential, we have to be able to, you know, get over that stopping ground. And, you know, like I said, women, you know, that's you know, our weakness and like I said earlier, we do things that we usually wouldn't do for this so-called woman that, you know, we're trying to get. So we're going to move on to verse 10 and 11. Verse 10 says, Lest strangers feast on your wealth and toil you and enrich the house of another. Verse 11 says, at the end of your life, you will groan when your flesh and body are spent. So I believe that this those are powerful verses right there, because verse 11 says, at the end of your life, you will groan. See, when all the fun and all of the
the things that you could do possibly with her when all of that is said and done. It says, when your flesh and body are spent. See, now what I get from this, what I get from these verses are, if you don't listen to the wisdom, if you don't take heed to the instructions, this is what your life is headed to. When it's all said and done, it says you will groan. And I know when you groan because you're in pain. You groan because you're tired. You groan because things are just not going right. So God has given us all of these warnings, and it's up to us as men to be able to sit down and impart those things into other young men. Because a lot of people right now, they are in situationships. They are in some of these things that God is talking about in these verses. And it's up to us to be able to take the lead. That's given us charge. Any more comments or anything before we move on?
All right. Yeah, there was a more modern day song for the young guy, it's called Poison. It's by Belle Biv DeVoe. And you can say they understood what was going on in the vernacular. And they said, don't trust a big button and smile. you got to understand and pass that on now to each generation, because you'll get caught up. And then the end of that getting caught up is death and destruction. So that's my comment.
All right. Any other comments? All right. Now, we're going to go to the last two verses before we have to close out. It says, verse 12 says, you will say, how I hated discipline, how my heart spurned correction. Verse 13 says, I would not obey my teachers or turn to into my instructions. Verse 14 says, and I was soon in serious trouble in the assembly of God's people. So now we have come to the part where God is telling us how bad we would feel. And we can avoid these consequences. We can avoid these sayings, and if we just get it together right now, we just be able to sit down and read the word, and not just read it, but comprehend it and understand it. So when we get into these situations where this woman arises, that the adulterous woman arises, we'll be able to look back at Proverbs 5 and be able to see that what we have to do. It says, verse 14 says, and I was soon in serious trouble in the assembly of God's people. So when you didn't listen, when you didn't take heed to the fact, now there's consequences to our actions. So I know when I was younger, you know, and I saw my brother or my sister, you know, getting in trouble, I tried to do each and everything I could to make sure, you know, I ain't getting in trouble, because they weren't about to keep hitting me with that belt. So we have to be able to learn and be mindful that the seriousness of what God is talking about. We can be led astray by a woman if we're not careful, if we're not looking at what the word of God says and seeing that if it lines up correctly. So we just have to be careful, you know, when God gives us our wisdom, we have to be steadfast enough. We have to be able to hear and know His voice and comply to what God is saying, because life is so much more worth it. I'm not gonna say easier, but life is so much more worth it when you do it God's way.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I like the way the New Living Translation put it. Basically what it says, after all of this, you will say, how I hated discipline. If only I had ignored all the warnings. And it says, when you question yourself in verse 13, it says, oh, why didn't I listen to my teachers? Why didn't I pay attention to my instructors? And then in verse 14, like you said, I have to come to the brink of utter ruins to realize that now I must face public disgrace. So basically what it says, like you're just saying, that after all of this that you go through, with everything that you've gone through, all the signs, all the everything that you just read, everything that your teachers have told you, all the men in your life, older men in your life and everything that you've gone through, now it takes all of this for you to realize that she wasn't the one, she wasn't the right thing for me, I was in it for the wrong reasons, I ain't learned that. And then now you're here, and you got to face the music. You got to basically look at it, you got to be like, man, I messed up. I didn't get it. Is there any more comments before we get ready to close?
All right, all right, all right. This was a great first word. We want to thank you for everybody that stayed dedicated on the line. So we're going to look to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we thank you for each and every man on this line, Father God, that stays dedicated to your word, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for just life itself. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Just thank you, Father God, for letting him die on the cross. Thank you for not thinking that it was robbery, Father God, but you just gave your only begotten son, Father God, for whosoever believes in him shall not pass and have everlasting life. We ask you, Father God, to be with us in our church services, Father God. Give us traveling mercies, Father God. Father God, please build pastor up, Father God. Let it have a fire word, Father God, for your people, Father God. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, fellas, this is the first word. We'll see y'all next week.